welcome in Mike Kliss, 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Mike, I would say pretty comfortably from where I sit, that was the worst game of Vic Fangio's time here with the Broncos. What say you?
Well, I have to think back to some of the losses they've had in the previous 2 years. But that was disappointing. You know, you knew coming in, let's try to put where their slump is in a little context. You knew coming into the season, you had to make hay with the first 3 games. And then you had the 4-game gauntlet coming up, you know, that which they're 3 games through. And you know, I think after winning the first 3 games, maybe you reassessed, you know, people are getting greedy and hoping that this team was ready to go 3-1 in this stretch. And that wasn't realistic. I mean, they patched a lot of holes. This was still a 5-11 roster last year. So, but you hope to have one, and that one figured to be yesterday. It was a dangerous game. You know, it set up well for the Broncos because of the Gruden fiasco. But the truth is, and I tweeted this early last week, would you rather be in the Raiders situation where they lose Gruden but they still have Derek Carr, or the Seattle Seahawks situation where they lose Russell Wilson and still have Pete Carroll? And I think we found out yesterday the quarterback is what you'd rather have. And Derek Carr was very, very good against a defense that a Denver defense that gets blame, deserves way more blame, I think, for this slump than is what is out there. The outrage is on Shermer and Fangio as a head coach. But this defense has to stop giving up touchdown bombs on the first possession and just kind of, you know, creating a, oh no, here we go again type of mindset in the players.
So, yeah, you don't want to give up a touchdown bomb in the opening drive, but they did, and they came down the field and scored a touchdown. And then they sort of fell apart, didn't they, Mike? They looked uninspired the rest of the game. To me, that goes to coaching. How bad does Vic Fangio want to be a winning NFL head coach?
Well, I think he wants to be a winning coach for, you know, badly. It was like Nate Kreckman, old sports announcer or radio broadcaster on Tebow. The name of our book when Tebow was here was Will to Win. And, you know, Nate wanted it to get changed to Ability to Win. I think there's a will to win for Vic Fangio. The question right now in Broncos country is, you know, does he have the ability to be a winning football coach? And I guess right now to that question, I'm saying contrary to the outrage that's out there, be patient through this week in Cleveland. Be patient through the Washington game. Get through this gauntlet, see where they're at after Washington, and then reassess.
All right, so to make this a little bit more pointed about Coach Fangio, I think that the line for George Payton has to be, have you lost the locker room? You know, players begin to know when you're being outcoached, when the game plan gives them no chance to be successful. And, you know, obviously player mistakes happen during the course of the ball game. You know, Vic Fangio's not responsible for Justin Simmons misplaying a ball or not knowing where the ball was. At the same time, there's going to be those grumblers in the back of the locker room, those 5 or 10 guys who are going to complain no matter what. Their voices start to get louder, so that locker room begins to get lost with each poor coaching decision, each time Vic Fangio stands up at a press conference and throws his guys under the bus. What is the point where this locker room is lost and things can no longer go with the current staff?
I agree with you from you know, as far as the grumblers in the locker room, that I've been covering baseball clubhouses. I covered them for a bunch of years, and now NFL locker rooms for a bunch of years. And when there's losing people, there are players that start talking. And you'll get that, you know, sometimes people say we gave up. You don't really give up. It's just, you know, the human condition is you don't it's hard to be inspired sometimes if you know you're getting whipped by three touchdowns. But to that, you know, as far as, you know, making a move is where, you know, this is the talk right now. You know, it's, I don't, unlike with the Raiders situation, I don't see a solution on the other side. I mean, I'm getting a lot of, you know, fire Vic must go, Pat Shurmur must go. But so what is the solution? I mean, you're going to, will it be Mike Munchak? You know, he's got coaching experience, or, you know, Pat Shurmur. I guess it wouldn't be Pat Shurmur. You know, is that going to change the ship? Will Mike Shula calling the plays change things? You know, I think, you know, part of the deal would happen offensively, and what's happening with Teddy is, you know, that this the abilities on offense are not when you're, you know, very good when you fall behind. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, I think, can still be a very effective quarterback if he's throwing the ball 25, 28 times a game and not 49. That's not Teddy Bridgewater. And, you know, it looks like they're forcing the ball downfield. They're forcing the ball to Courtland a couple times, it looks like. And, you know, they got to get back to where they were in that when Teddy was operating early and what we saw in the preseason and the first three games, getting that ball out of his hand. All of a sudden, the ball's in his hand a long time and 17 hits. I mean, he may not make it to the, you know, to the bye week going the way he's going, getting hit like that. And so, you know, they gotta stop falling behind early. The fourth and two from the own 37, I disagreed with going for that. I thought it was a move of desperation, and then you know, Teddy did throw it high. That was definitely on him, the interception. But you know, forcing the ball is just not something you want to do offensively. And let's see if they can. You know, against Cleveland, a banged up Cleveland team, you know, they're not behind 7-0 the first time they step on the field. So, I do think still it's a better team than what it showed yesterday, and we'll see. They'll have to prove it Thursday night. Their only primetime game of the year.
Okay, so Mike, considering all the things you just mentioned about Teddy and the struggling offense, we can't put everything that happened yesterday on Teddy, but obviously this offense is a bit anemic. At what point would you make a switch at quarterback and try to put Drew Lock out there and see if he can create some points?
I would say only if Teddy, you know, can't go. I say you stick with him and try to get back to – you stick with Teddy Bridgewater and try to get back to somehow that short passing game. You know, yesterday, guys, I know I've been saying running the ball is overrated, but yesterday the offensive line was getting a push, was pushing around the Raiders' defensive front. They couldn't block them in pass protection, but they could knock them off the ball in the running game. And they got a little bit away from that. It got exaggerated when they fell behind. And, but the ball has to, Teddy has to get rid of the ball quicker than he has these last 2 weeks. And, you know, some of it is, I think they're looking to take deep shots with, you know, taller, big bodied, possession receivers. I mean, I thought that was a wonderful ball that he threw to Courtland Sutton. Courtland just, you know, it just missed it. It was a half step overthrown. Courtland was a half step slow, whatever it was. I just think they got to get back to getting rid of the ball quick out of Teddy's hand. And, you know, I think that's a fixable thing. I think it's fixable. And they'll definitely have to get rid of it quick against the Cleveland Browns front because they can pass rush.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it.
Later, Mike.
Always interesting with Mike. That was Mike List, the 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.